Yeah, it's more expensive to buy a house in the Valley than it's ever been, and considerably more expensive than it was about 3 years ago or so, which is somehow or another managed to time that out right. But bought a house in June of 2019, and then what was it, 2.5+ years of us leading the country in percentage gain of, you know, the median home price in the Valley. We led the whole country. It's not exactly, and I'll get to what it's going to cost you, what you'll have to make. Let's put it this way. What you'll have to make in the Valley in order to afford a home, the median sale price actually for a home. But let's talk about renting first. Renting is more expensive. According to the Out of Reach report from the National Low Income Housing Coalition, the average Arizona needs to earn an hourly wage of $23.44 per hour in order to afford a two-bedroom apartment. That's up $1.14 just from last year. For a one-bedroom rental, you'll need to earn at least $19.13. In the Valley specifically, we're talking Maricopa and Pinal counties, the National Low Income Housing Coalition says one needs to earn an hourly wage of $25.21, or about $52,000 a year, or work almost two full-time jobs at Arizona's current minimum wage of $12.80 in order to afford a two-bedroom apartment. But not exactly what I'd call cheap, but it's not the most expensive place in the state, Jamie. That would be Flagstaff. Where you,
hasn't it always been, though?
Yeah, it is. And I guess it was that way when I lived there, you know, in my late teens and early 20s. But just didn't seem that way, I guess, because I didn't know any better, I guess. The average worker must earn $28.35 an hour in Flagstaff, or an annual income of nearly $59,000 in order to rent the average two-bedroom apartment. You want to know where the cheapest place in Arizona is? Beautiful Santa Cruz County. That is a beautiful place. It really is. But in Santa Cruz County, you only need to earn $16.27 an hour to afford a two-bedroom apartment. Right. Now, when you're talking about buying a house, that's always more expensive, right? You live in an apartment, or you rent a room and you know, with a bunch of other roommates in order to save money to be able to afford a house. And boy, you're going to have to save for a while. If you want to buy a home, at least the home in the median home price range in San Jose, California, that's $330,000 annual salary. $330,000. And the top, in fact, the top four metro areas in the country, the top four are all in California. San Francisco follows San Jose, San Diego, and Los Angeles, where you'll need to earn about $150,000 a year to afford a house. Here's Phoenix at number 17. Well, you will need to earn $86,295 in order to afford the average median home price, which is better than places like Providence, Rhode Island, Salt Lake City. I wouldn't have imagined this. You have to make more than $100,000 in order to afford the average median home price in Salt Lake City. You're going to get a better bargain in Vegas or Raleigh or Dallas, which rounds out the top 20.
Or Blythe.
Blythe, California. Which, by the way, I'm sorry if we have any listeners in Blythe and I'm going to offend them. I always thought it should be renamed Blight, California. Except, you know, someday it's going to...
I'm sure there are some pretty spots in that little town somewhere.
I'm sure there are. I just happen to have never seen them.
It's not where I-10 goes through.
In the 1,000 times I've driven through there, I've never seen one. But I'm sure they exist. And by the way, I'm waiting. Eventually, we're going to have Sun City Blythe. That's going to happen, right? I guess after Sun City Quartzsite.